5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Gravity Formers. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Today's episode warms us up with my interview covering a new product launching into the Gravity ecosystem. Stay tuned for that conversation. It's Breakdown, a Gravity Forms podcast. Welcome back, dear listener. Excited to be chatting with you again. Later in today's episode, you'll hear from Joe Anderson, who's building a new product for Gravity Forms so that you can customize your outgoing email templates. If you do a lot with email notifications, you'll really like what he's cooking up. But let's chat Gravity Forms updates for a moment. Since the last time we chatted, a minor release of Gravity Forms shipped, version 2.8.5. Aside from a minor security patch, there weren't any dramatic user-facing features getting rolled out. Some add-ons in our collection saw some minor updates, including Zapier 4.3, Geolocation 1.2, Email Octopus 1.3, and HubSpot 2.1. Make sure you check out those updates if you're using any of those add-ons. Gravity SMTP has reached Release Candidate 5, including new or adjustments to features like easier email previewing, effortless bulk deletion, email entry search, and an early introduction to incorporating user roles to assign certain levels of access to different features of the product. As always, head to gravityforms.com/newsletter and sign up for the newsletter to stay connected for all of the updates, especially if you're waiting for the full release of Gravity SMTP. What would make Gravity Forms better? If you will allow me, I'd love to present you with an important question, which I kind of just said. What would make Gravity Forms better? Let me repeat one more time for those of you two times listeners. What would make Gravity Forms better? Gravity Forms was one of the first commercial WordPress products I ever purchased when I started my agency back in 2007, 2008. It was one of the most important plugins at the heart of a lot of projects we worked on. Building out business directories and review sites were a type of website that I found me and my team building a lot of. Even real estate sites back then, because integrating with IDX and MLS, it was just a big mess back in the day. I don't know if it's gotten any better. I'd love to know. We were using Gravity Forms internally for these real estate agents to post their properties on WordPress. So we were building like a mini Trulia/Zillow for real estate agents in our local area. They would go to one site and it would populate into their WordPress site. We're really ahead of our times using Gravity Forms for some unique situations. Mapping custom fields to custom post types, dynamically displaying these posts on the front end with user registration as the icing on the proverbial cake, meant that Gravity Forms helped us push the value of our work even higher. It was very important to us, not just from a feature set, but from a value as an agency to say we could do these things for you, Mr. or Mrs. Customer, which increased the value. It was never really a moment where we couldn't do anything when we were kind of looking at solving it through the lens of Gravity Forms. And I think that is really great and still really relevant today. But it's been a while since I've been in the trenches of building sites for clients. We get a ton of feedback from our standard channels here at Gravity Forms, but I'm looking for personal feedback from you, the listener of Breakdown. Email me, matt@gravityforms.com, and let me know how you're using it and what would make it better for you, the Gravity Forms user. Just because I work at Gravity Forms doesn't mean I'm no longer an end user, though. Like, I'm still using it, not just in the tutorial videos and the interviews that I do. As you've probably heard me talk about before, I've been spending a lot of time with Gravity Forms building out donation forms and event registration forms for the Nick Strong Foundation, a nonprofit my friend started. I've been taking copious notes, to say the least, kind of driving some of the developers nuts, you might say, with a lot of my questions and feedback. I love how flexible our product is, but I'm not oblivious to some of the shortcomings when you really push it, say, into the world of donation forms. Like, it wasn't built to be a donation form solution. It is a donation form solution, but it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of an independent donation form solution. And there's a lot I'd like to see built into our product too, specifically for those donation forms, like how far the form is from reaching a particular goal, promo info or call outs to users who just donated, opt in, of course, and predetermined designs for the forms themselves. Like, how can I make these forms look a little bit better? If you have some ideas like this, I'd love to hear from you. Again, reach me at matt@gravityforms.com. Coming up next is my interview with Joe Anderson, the creator of Gravity Forms email customizer plugin over at metaphorcreations.com, M-E-T-A-P-H-O-R, creations.com. It's a new way to design email notifications utilizing the default WordPress block editor. You can purchase it from his site for $39 a year. I hope you enjoy our conversation, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Hey, Joe, welcome to Breakdown.
Hey, Matt.
Saw your awesome-looking plugin come through the Twitter feed the other day. I'll let you introduce what it is and what it does. But essentially, we're getting a plugin from you that's going to help us customize the emails that get sent out when a user submits a Gravity form, right?
Yes, that's correct. I came up with this idea or started thinking about actually creating a product just from some jobs I had from freelance clients who use Gravity Forms, and I pretty much solely use Gravity Forms for form submissions on WordPress sites, but all they really just wanted a nice, easy way to add their logo to the top, bottom of emails that get sent out to users. And initially, I just sort of hard-coded that in to those projects, but then just realized that there's really nothing out there right now that allows users to do this. You know, in its simplest term, just to create a branding for your emails that get sent out. So it's not just a, you know, a basic text email. And then I built it out a little bit more to add some extra features to it using the block editor directly from WordPress. So currently, because of the limitations of emails, we can't use the block editor just straight up. There has to be some customization involved and limitations to what the block editor provides. So currently we got paragraphs, headings, images, groups and stuff like that. And then I've also built in custom merge tags to allow you to embed your Gravity Forms merge tags right into the template and also have those applied to each form. So you could just have one template that displays, say, the user's name, but that can work for any Gravity Forms form you have. So instead of having to do direct merge tags with the ID and everything.
The website is metaphorcreations, M-E-T-A-P-H-O-R, creations.com. This is not your first rodeo in products. You have other products, and I'll talk about that in a second. Yep. Before we get there, how fun was it to work with the block editor in a situation like this? There's always something out there. I'm not a developer, but I hear from a lot of developers, love-hate relationship with integrating this stuff. It's great to see you sort of leading that charge and thinking in that direction because it makes sense. It's scalable. It's to the core of WordPress. Yep. In fact, a lot of the stuff we're doing behind the scenes at Gravity Forms is doing some amazing things with the block editor. How was it for you?
It was interesting. So I'll say that I've had some experience in the past working with the block editor, you know, working with some full site editing themes and blocks. And when I started creating this, I went through a few phases of how do I want to create the admin interface? Do I want to make my own custom interface for it or what I want to use? Ultimately, I decided I didn't want to reinvent the wheel since WordPress already had this, what I believe is a really great editor, what it's evolved into. So I started to go that direction, which is super flexible. And then because of email and its limitations, realizing there's quite a bit I need to still sort of modify in order to get this to work correctly. But being able to utilize the block editor for just the editing capabilities, and as you said, it's caked right into WordPress, you know, core, which is awesome. So everybody has access to it, you know, depending on their version number that they're using. That was the direction I decided to go. So it was a big learning curve in certain areas and how to modify certain aspects of the editor, because it's quite a bit different nowadays than back in the straight PHP templates and hooks and stuff like that.
If you're still running the classic editor because you're just trying to hold the line, I'm telling you right now that I can't edit a blog post. I can't even write in Google Docs or almost any other, I do a lot of writing, blogs and emails, of course, And man, like Gutenberg is great. The block editor is great when you're writing blog posts. And when you want to bring in two columns, media and call to action button, you know, in a blog post, fantastic. I can't think of anything better. When I go into a classic editor site, I lose my mind because I just can't write as quickly and I can't build out those pages fast enough. Now, there's another case about building an entire website with blocks and the site editor, and I get that issue for sure. But man, I do love the block editor when writing posts, and I'm assuming it's going to be just as lovely with Gravity Forms email customizer once the users get in there. What other ideas are you starting to cook up with email customizer without giving away the secret sauce? What other things are you looking at now that you've got this out into the wild?
Sure. One of the main things I want to start implementing fairly soon or working on is automatic displays of, say, your latest posts on your WordPress site. Because right now I have an example up where I've sort of hand created previews of, say, plugins. So like if you want to send a marketing style email template to users who submit your form, but that's, you know, manually entered where you'd have to go and manually change. But it'd be super nice, since we're on WordPress and dealing directly with the database, just to auto-populate with your latest blog post, your latest product, you know, so that just automatically gets sent out to users. That's a high priority for myself here in the upcoming weeks.
When you mentioned earlier at the start of the interview that you had customers or clients requesting features, are you still sort of dipping into client services and selling products? What does that world look like for you professionally as a WordPress developer?
Yeah, I've sort of gotten out of the freelance work for the most part, but I am working a full-time job now doing WordPress. So I've kind of swapped freelance for a job, and then still my products are sort of my side gig, which ultimately what I would love to be my primary gig at some point. So I think this Gravity Forms plugin I'm very interested to see how this works for myself. As you said, I've made other plugins in the past, mainly focused on my Diddy products, which is its own sort of universe within WordPress. So I'm really interested to see what it's going to be like creating an extension to a very popular existing plugin like Gravity Forms. I'm excited about that.
At the same website, metaphorcreations.com, that I mentioned before, we have Diddy XML, Diddy Grid, Diddy Timing, Diddy Instagram, Diddy Post, Diddy RSS, Diddy Facebook, Diddy Images, Alternate Time Widgets, Alternate Timed Content. You have a bunch of stuff all derived from past client work, people asking you to do things, and you were like, hey, I think I can productize this stuff.
Yeah, that's basically where everything starts from. The Diddy started as a news ticker specifically, and that's still really what most people use it for, is adding a news ticker to their site. But that evolved into integrating different social media or other sources of content to easily feed in to it, and then different display types. And then, the alternate time content, alternate time widgets are all just various aspects of people wanting to show content at different times.
Talk to me about the client services stuff that you do. Are you still involved with building out WordPress sites that use Gravity Forms? And if so, at what capacity have you used Gravity Forms with customers, you know, to make them feel more powerful with Gravity Forms, or any cool stories around integrating Gravity Forms with WordPress customers?
Yeah, I would say I've used Gravity Forms for, man, over a decade now, probably. You know, back when I was doing more freelance, it's on every site I built. And then even now with the WordPress job I have now, we put it on pretty much every site. I mean, it's very flexible. It does what you need it to do. I like the newer updates with Gravity Forms, really makes it very simple to use just for straightforward form submissions, or even if you're trying to sell a product, but you don't want to install WooCommerce or have this, you know, huge package, this other plugin on your site. Just a simple product sale is great with Gravity Forms. I mean, there's so many use cases for it. And then once you get used to all the hooks and everything you can tap into as a developer, you know, it's great.
We talked a little bit about the block editor, site editor. any outlook to the future of WordPress, like things that get you excited as a product builder or somebody who's building on the site? Like, what is it that you're looking forward to in the world of WordPress and, you know, where they're going with either site editor, blocks, or is there something else that's like super exciting to you about WordPress?
I'm really enjoying the block editor and seeing where it's grown into and also where it could go. I know when it first started, it was pretty cumbersome, and I stayed away from it after testing it out a bit, but it's grown to the point now where, like you were saying, building a blog post is just super simple. And even building pages and a full site, which I've done a few times, I've grown to love the ease and use of like copying blocks, pasting where I want them. You know, once you get sort of past figuring out where things are, because I think that's still a little bit of a hurdle for people finding the various settings. But once you get that down, it's so fast and so easy to say, go from one block to the next block and edit quickly, as compared to some like page builders where if you want to edit something, you got to click in here, open this, open that, click to this setting, and then save and close. It's just super simple. So I'm excited to see where the block editor goes. I'm hoping that it gains more traction in just the wider world of WordPress because it is great. I know there's a lot of negativity out there of it, but I think a lot of it is just due to lack of experience. You know, everything has a little bit of a learning curve. And once you get there, it's super slick.
Yeah, 100%. I was just having this conversation with my brother the other day. He runs informational website about stocks and stuff. And he has a friend who's also in the same space, and he's a super tech head. And he would always like tell my brother, well, you know, I'm running on this archaic WordPress thing. Why are you doing that? Like, I built everything with React and Headless. And like, this guy goes on this whole list of stuff. My brother was asking me about it, saying, hey, do you think he's right? Should I switch? I'm like, man, every time somebody leaves WordPress, they're going to come back. What happened? He came back. He texted my brother the other day. He's like, yeah, I'm rebuilding everything on WordPress. What, you know, what plugins do you recommend? And it's like, yeah, man, when you're, because he was on WordPress previously. And then when you leave, yeah, sure, when you're in it, you're thinking to yourself, oh, why do they do it this way? Why doesn't it work that way? Then you say, yeah, I'm gonna move to greener pastures. And then you realize like, well, 90% of the stuff I could get done with Gravity Forms, number yeah. one. Like I could integrate all this stuff and connect the dots way easier. And it's just a massive ecosystem of education, of support, of plugins, that when you go to some closed source CMS or some homebrewed CMS, now you're just stuck by yourself or paying an insane amount of money to get the features that, sure, learning curve, WordPress, but once you get past that learning curve, it's a less cost in time in terms of time and dollars, you know, to launch this stuff. So obviously I'm a super fan of WordPress.
I'd also say then you're reliant on some other system to stay afloat. If you have your whole business built on something that you don't have full control and ownership of, whereas that's the great thing about WordPress, it's yours, you know, and the community's out there. It's constantly growing, constantly evolving, constantly getting better. And as a developer, anything you can think of, you can do with WordPress, you know, and you have access to make it happen. Whereas, you know, other platforms, you can be limited to what you can do customizable wise.
Imagine switching to Webflow and paying for CMS database entries, 10,000 database entries. And then you got to go up to the next tier, man, you'd have a 10,000 spam messages in your form and then your blog posts and then, you know, orders and products and all this stuff. And before you know it, you're like, why is my website costing me so much money where WordPress didn't? So I'm sure I'll get some fun email for talking bad about Webflow. Some of the folks out there, Joe Anderson, thanks for hanging out today. Metaphor Creations, head to Metaphor Creations, metaphorcreations.com. The link will be in the show notes. Check out Gravity Forms email customizer. This episode will go out before the end of March, and you do have a special coupon code. I won't say it here because just in case you change it, but you can save a little bit of dollars by the end of March. So everyone check that out if you're interested in taking Gravity Forms email customer for a ride. Why wouldn't you? If you were going to customize your emails, this is a great plugin to do it. Joe, thanks for hanging out today.
All right. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you having me on here.
That's it for today's episode. If you could do one more thing for me today, share this episode on social media, your favorite Facebook group or Discord channel. Spread the word about this podcast. It really helps. If you haven't added Breakdown to your favorite podcast app, point your browser to gravityforms.com/breakdown and click the icon of your app to add us and listen to us every 2 weeks. Okay, we'll see you in the next episode.